Welcome to A Resurrected Life, Daily Reflections for Lent. Today is Saturday, week 4 of Lent. Our reading comes from the Gospel of John and is titled, Ultimately, We All Choose. When they heard these words, some in the crowd said, This is really the prophet. Others said, This is the Messiah. But some asked, Surely the Messiah does not come from Galilee, does he? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah is descended from David and comes from Bethlehem, the village where David lived? So there was a division in the crowd because of him. Some of them wanted to arrest him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the temple police went back to the chief priests and Pharisees and asked them, Why did you not arrest him? The police answered, Never has anyone spoken like this.
The question of who has the truth dominates today's text. Some in the crowd recognize the truth in Jesus, but do not know how to describe what they have intuited. Some faith leaders fail to recognize the truth in Jesus and are divided on how to proceed, becoming increasingly aggravated. The temple police are somewhere in the middle, aware that there is something in this man they cannot quite put their finger on, so they fail to act as instructed. Eventually, they will make another choice, and Jesus will be arrested and killed. It is a text about confusion. As we noted in yesterday's contemplation, confusion can be a regular situation when dealing with God. As men and women called to mission, coming to terms with what God is doing and asking of us should be an ongoing preoccupation. Do we even give it a second thought? Are we confused? We are each responsible for our choices, even those we fail to make. At times it seems daunting, mainly because we are unsure how to proceed. We throw in the towel and settle for simply doing our best, hoping that that will ultimately be good enough. Perhaps it will be, and perhaps not. However, one thing is certain. Each of us must learn what it means to pay attention. Distracted hearts cannot easily respond to how God is leading them. Neither is choosing to do nothing an option. We are reminded of the parable of the talents, where we read of a fellow who buried what he had been given in the ground, mainly because he did not know what to do. It does not end well for him. His is not an adult's response.
Putting the word into practice.
The temple police were so impressed with Jesus and how he spoke that they failed to arrest him as they were ordered to do. Their hearts were not so hardened that they could not hear the good news, but neither could they fully embrace it. Their dilemma is often our situation. Good soil and rocks are within us. We struggle to hear and love the voice of truth, so we fail to put it into action. Right now, we are all called to work towards being good soil, able to receive and bring the seed of the word to fruition. Like Jesus, we are to speak the truth of the Father's love through every word and deed. On the surface of it, this sounds nice. But as Jesus experienced, truth and love shine a light into the crevices of society and the very hearts of people, including within each of us. That degree of clarity is not always appreciated. And so, like Jesus, we can expect to be misunderstood and falsely accused.
Let us pray. Jesus, write your wisdom on my heart and empower me to live the joy of the gospel in our world. Amen.